Thank you. How are we tonight?
Glory to God.
Glory to God, glory forever. I want to read you about St. Mary of Egypt. The biography of this wonderful saint was written by St. Sophronius, the Patriarch of Jerusalem. Once during Great Lent, a certain priest monk, the elder Zosimas, withdrew into the wilderness beyond the Jordan, a 20-day trek. Suddenly he caught sight of a human being with a withered and naked body, whose hair was as white as snow, and who fled from Zosimos' sight. The elder ran for a long while until the person stopped at a brook and cried out, "Abbot Zosimos, forgive me for the sake of the Lord. I cannot face you, for I am a naked woman." Zosimas then threw her his outer garment, which she wrapped around herself, and then she showed herself to him. The elder was frightened upon hearing his name spoken from the mouth of this woman whom he did not know. Following his prolonged insistence, the woman related her life story. She was born in Egypt, and at the age of 12, began to live a life of debauchery in Alexandria, where she spent 17 years in this perverted way of life. Driven by the adulterous flame of the flesh, she one day boarded a boat which was sailing for Jerusalem. Arriving at the holy city, she wanted to enter the church in order to venerate the honorable cross. But some invisible force restrained her, prevented her from entering the church. In great fear, she gazed upon the icon of the All-Holy Mother of God in the narthex, and she prayed that she be allowed to enter the church to reverence the honorable cross, all the while confessing her sinfulness and uncleanness and promising that she would do whatever the All-Pure One would direct her. She was then permitted to enter the church. Having venerated the cross, she went back to the narthex, and before the icon, she gave thanks to the Mother of God. At that very moment, she heard a voice saying, "If you cross over Jordan, you will find true peace." Immediately, she purchased 3 loaves of bread and started out for the Jordan, arriving there that same evening. The next day, she received Holy Communion at the monastery of St. John and crossed over the Jordan. She remained in the wilderness for 48 years, torment and fear, struggling with passionate thoughts as though with wild beasts. She ate vegetation. After she finished her narrative, when she stood for prayer, Zosimus levitate in the air. She begged him to bring her Holy Communion the following year on the shore of the Jordan, where she would come to receive it. The following year, Zosimus arrived with Holy Communion on the shore of the Jordan in the evening. He wondered how the saint would cross the Jordan. Then, in the light of the moon, he saw her approach the river, making the sign of the cross over it, walking upon the water as if on dry land. After Zosimos communed her, she begged him to come the following year to the same brook where they first met. Zosimos came and discovered her lifeless body on the spot. Above her head in the sand was written, "Abbot Zosimos, bury the body of the humble Mary on this site. Render dust to dust. I died on April 1st, the same night of the saving suffering of Christ, after having received communion in the divine mysteries." From this inscription, Zosimus first learned her name and the other awesome miracle, that the previous year, when she received Holy Communion, she arrived the same night at this brook, which took him 20 days to reach. Thus Zosimus buried the body of this wonderful saint, Mary of Egypt. When he returned to the monastery, Zosimus related the entire story of her life and the miracles which he had personally witnessed. Thus the Lord knows how to glorify penitent sinners. Saint Mary is commemorated on the fifth Sunday of Great Lent. The church holds up as an example to the faithful during these days of the fast as a model of repentance. She reposed in about the year 530. So Saint Mary of Egypt is an important example to us. And whether you live a pure and righteous life, or whether you live a sinful life, it's so important that everything that you do be to glorify God in your work, in your marriage, in your school, in your family. Everything needs to be to glorify Him. And when we make a mistake, we must repent. It's not an option. It's we do have the option. If we don't repent, then we know we won't be with God in heaven. So it's important to repent. Saint Mary of Egypt led a life of wickedness, and then for 17 years, then for 48 years, she repented in the desert. But as we read from the story, she had the ability to levitate during prayer. She had the ability to move a great, great, great distances. It took Saint Zosimus 20 days to move from the from where they met to the shore. It took her. She died the same day that she received communion on April 1st, and she was back at the spot where she told him she would meet him. So she, as a fallen human being who repented and gave herself to God, she was able to do things that we only understand to be supernatural. So may God help us keep her in our minds and our hearts as examples. Yes, Costa.
Didn't a lion come and get the grave?
Yeah, they didn't. In this story, they didn't talk about it, but
it was too weak, and then this lion showed up.
Right. And the rest of the story is that Saint Zosimus, a lion, came out when he was with the body, and the lion dug the grave for Saint Mary of Egypt. So it's truly all of creation was honoring her as well. So may God bless you this night. Tomorrow we will.